The UN Office on Drugs and Crime is seeking U.S. congressional support for a new plan to prosecute Somali pirates who frequently hijack commercial ships off the Horn of Africa. The agency's executive director, Antonio Maria Costa, says international warships ideally should send pirates to their home country for trial. But in testimony to a House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee Thursday, he said Somalia's lack of a legal system rules that out.
We are left with basically two options, bringing the pirates to a court system of the country that has seized them. Since the waters are being patrolled by European vessels, Chinese vessels, obviously United States vessels, and so forth, we are talking about distances of tens of thousands of kilometers or miles. The only option which is left is to bring the pirates immediately to courts in countries on the shores of the Indian Ocean.
During a recess at the hearing, Costa told VOA Kenya has agreed to a proposal he made in December to deploy police on international warships to arrest captured pirates. The police, or ship riders, would then deliver the pirates to Kenya for trial. The UN official said other Horn of Africa countries may join the effort, including Tanzania, Djibouti, Eritrea, and Yemen. But he said the plan will not work without international support.
The African countries in the region from where the ship riders would come are interested in assistance, economic assistance, development help, so as to strengthen the judicial system. Because obviously a ship rider mechanism works only if there is a adequate judicial system on shore to deal with this pirate suspect.
At the hearing, Costa said the UN Anti-Crime Agency is working with Kenya to train lawyers and improve prison conditions for about 100 pirates awaiting trial. He urged the lawmakers to provide more funds to his agency to help it expand the program to other countries. Committee member Bill Delahunt, a Democrat, said he supports boosting legal aid to Kenya to help it arrest and prosecute pirates. But he said in the long term, such cases should be handled by an international court.
I think that's what I'm looking for, is a body of jurisprudence with a particular venue that would obviate, would eliminate the differences between nation states, and I think it's important to move quickly.
In recent weeks, Portuguese, Greek, and Canadian warships have released pirates captured off Somalia because of uncertainties about where to send them. The Obama administration says pirates should be brought to justice and that freeing them sends a bad signal. The United States and European Union have agreements with Kenya to send pirates captured by their forces to Kenyan courts for trial. France transferred 11 Somali suspects to Kenya earlier this month, and Spain said this week it plans to do the same with 13 other Somalis. Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.